Well, aloha everyone. It's been a while, and if you don't know me, I'm Erica Duran. I'm a minimalist, a digital marketing expert, a lifestyle designer, and a freedom-based business model and mentor slash coach. And this is my new podcast. I had over 200 episodes in the old podcast by the same name, but this one I added the unscripted part. If you haven't listened to the old podcast, it was highly edited. There was music, commercials, formal commercials. It was very highly scripted, very elaborate show notes. We had guests that were no longer in their same company that they were interviewed about. They're in a completely different business now. And each episode had a separate sales funnel attached, just really overkill all the way around on that show. But it really helped me put myself out there and meet so many amazing people. So many amazing clients came from that, so many opportunities. But after my Las Vegas event last September, everything kind of shifted and changed for me. The event went great, but after it, there was just something wrong or off with me. I kind of wanted to change the brand a little bit. I felt like the brand was kind of, I explained to a friend it this way of trying to explain my brand, that it was very fun and with all the aloha and the palm trees and everything. And I still love that. And I still do that. And I still love Hawaii and I'm there often. But it was starting to feel to me a little bit like Party City, luau style, where you go to the party store and you get the fake Lays and everything instead of a more up-leveled conversation, like let's say a high-end Maui Ritz-Carlton or something like that. So it's hard to explain, but I was just feeling it was a little bit off. And with launching the new company, Google Bait, and a couple other things, and me stepping into a different type of role and a different type of coaching, I just felt that I was up-leveling so fast that I just couldn't get my message out for a while. And I was trying to explain this to a friend as well. And it's kind of like when your iPhone or your Apple laptop or whatever laptop you have, I guess, gets the new software update. And it kind of takes forever to get it to load, and it's kind of buggy after it loads, and you just can't use it for a little bit. I just felt like that. That's the best way I can explain this. And now, with Google Bait being more of a company, and it's not just me being a solopreneur, and it's scaling really fast, and I can clearly see how to scale that company to 100K months. I just kind of had to cocoon for a while and get my message straightened out and get how I wanted to move forward from there out. So this was September when that event was. And so now we're here in June of 2018, and I'm just now getting back on the mic, and I'm so excited to be here with you. And what else happened then was in January after that event, all this stuff started kind of bubbling up, like the up levels and the mindset shifts and the new way I wanted to work. I didn't want to work how I'd been working for the past 5 to 10 years, where there was a lot of massive amounts of free content, massive amounts of social media posts, automated social media posts, lots of client phone calls. I mean, I could be on the phone from 10 to 4. And mind you, it was only 3 days a week, but it's very exhausting. I know it sounds like a lot of fun to be on the phone with clients and that's your job, but it can be very exhausting if you're not protecting your energy correctly. And so I got under the weather a little bit in January for about 2 weeks, and I just started taking everything down. I started taking down the podcast. I took down my YouTube channel that I worked so hard on, filming all those videos in Hawaii. I took down 7 years of social media posts. I took down my blog. I took down everything to start fresh. And then I started to put messaging out there again, and I still felt like I was doing my operating system update, and I would pull it back, and then I would skip a week, and then I'd put it out there again, and then skip a few weeks. It just wasn't ready to be used yet. And we were talking about doing the new podcast in seasons so I could do them all in a big batch and then not have the weekly grind of getting a podcast out. But then when I started shifting my mindset, that felt like a big old trap for me. I didn't want to do seasons either. I wanted to share the message when the message came to me, and I didn't want it to be a bunch of hoopla and commercials and music and scripts. So we even took down all the show notes because I pulled my audience. My people are listening to this stuff in the car or at the gym or while they're cooking, and they don't run over to their computer and look up the show notes. If they want to take a note about something I say, they tell me that they whip out a piece of paper or their iPhone note app or a voice recorder or something like that and get it in really quickly. They don't necessarily go to the show notes. So there's just, I guess, in all this babbling, what I'm trying to say is look at everything you're doing and just make sure it makes sense and make sure you're not just doing something because you think it has to be done that way. So I have also a lot of clients and people in my community and following me on social media that want to start a podcast, and they've been wanting to start one for weeks or years, even. Some of them have been talking about it for years. And I think by having my show so highly edited and produced and things like that, that they thought they had to kind of follow that model. And so I'm here stripping down everything in my business and showing you that you don't have to have everything perfect. You just have to get your message out. And I think the audience is going to respond a lot better to that. They're going to relate better to that. And your show's going to be more popular. I mean, I know the shows I listen to. When I used to listen to a bunch of podcasts, I knew exactly how many times to push the 15-second forward button to get out of their intro or get out of their commercial and things like that. So I know that my clients and my people following me are just like me. And so they are probably just skipping all that stuff that we worked a lot on. And I just wanted to get into, I hate that overused word authentic, but just trying to get into a more authentic, real show, kind of like a Facebook Live-esque thing or a vlog style, but it's a podcast, if that makes any sense. So I just want to be able to jump on here no matter how long or how short the messages are and just get it out. When the message hits me, I want to be able to just jump on the mic and get it out and share it because that's probably going to be a lot more interesting. That's what people want to hear is your message, and they want to feel your energy, and they want to feel your energy often. If you are resonating with them, they need that support and they need to feel your energy more often. They can't wait for you to write a script or be highly edited or have the right intro, outro, and mid-roll and things like that. I also think there's way too many how-tos nowadays. I mean, you can go watch a YouTube video. There's content all over the place on how to do this and how to do that. And my old show was a lot of how to do this and how to do that. And I think people are getting a little tired of that. There's still some people that want to soak it all up and get the quote right way to do things. But what I'm learning more and more now with the mindset I'm adapting now is that there's totally no one right way. There's no rules to do any of this. There's no system or funnel or anything that none of this stuff even matters. All you have to do is get your message out consistently, hopefully daily in some way, and sell daily and get it yourself into alignment daily. And those three things are really all you need to do. And there's really no rules or right way about it. And I think this all happened when the internet was new and there were all these quote, internet marketers. And so if you're an internet marketer back in the 90s, there was a right way to do things. You build your list and then you email it constantly and then you sell them something and you have the long scrolly sales page. But then when every other business besides just strict internet marketing for the sake of internet marketing, when authors and artists and wedding planners and professional organizers and computer designers and health coaches, when they started trying to market online, they went to the quote internet marketers to get their information. So it just became a great big mess where everyone was doing what the internet marketers were doing, even though their business model was completely different. So for example, an internet marketer needs hundreds of thousands of people on their list because basically they are spammers, right? So a health coach or a business coach or a wedding planner or interior designer, you don't need a list of thousands and thousands of people. You only need like 100 to 500 people. You do need fresh leads all the time, but you don't need this massive big list to make a ton of money by marketing online, marketing your core business, your message, your truth, your calling. Probably none of us listening to the show or anyone in my community is an internet marketer for the sole sake of internet marketing. There's always some other topic or passion that we're trying to bring to the internet to more people. So that's where it got a little mixed up, where it was internet marketer versus artist, expert, coach, whatever. With this new podcast, I really just wanted another way to connect with the community other than social media, one that was a little bit more personal. And how this new format came about a little bit was because I've started using the WhatsApp app with my Evolve clients, with my new program coaching clients. I didn't leave coaching to start Google Bait. I'm still coaching as well. And we started using the WhatsApp where you could leave voicemails and texts and videos and photo messages for people on this app. So basically, they have their coach on speed dial. They get their answers quickly. They get a more conversational, more in-depth answer than if they were just to email me. And it really stops all that kind of mindset spin and procrastination. It keeps them on track. It keeps their momentum up. They feel fully supported. And the great thing is they're getting better results. It's so much easier and it's such freedom to not have these formal coaching sessions on our calendars. Because what people do with those is they kind of hoard them. They hoard their sessions. They don't prepare for their sessions. They could have a session when nothing's really going on and then that's kind of a waste, or they have so much going on and then they don't book their session and then they go down the wrong path. So there's just so many things with that old model of coaching that didn't really fit what I wanted to do anymore. I don't want to be like those coaches that are, oh, you can never contact me except during our session. Like I'm on such a pedestal. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm getting like rolling up my sleeves, dirty, down and dirty with these clients. We're fixing the problems on the spot. We're getting their questions answered on the spot so they can move forward and make actual money instead of just using the coaching program as a crutch to, well, I'm not done with my coaching program yet, so I'm going to wait till I complete all my sessions and then I'll start really going after it. I'm loving this new way, and it is just a breath of freedom not having my calendar wall-to-wall client sessions. In the past, the whole session would be me asking questions to get the client to open up and really say what was going on. And on this way, they just push their little button on their phone and it's almost like instant access. It's not in real time, but it really helps for different time zones as well because I get all the messages and I can answer them in a batch. I think we're going to be doing this in my group program too, reopening Club Alihi and the WhatsApp, either using WhatsApp or Zoom. It's just been really helpful in people getting a lot of good results. So I wanted, that was a really long story. I wanted to make this podcast feel like the feeling and the momentum and the mindset shifts and breakthroughs that happen on those WhatsApp conversations with my clients. There's such energy and there's such momentum in them that I wanted to bring that kind of energy to the podcast. So that's why I said, you know, I could just jump on here for 5 minutes if something came up and I think it's something valuable to share. I could just jump on here and record it real fast, like a little quick voicemail to you guys, like I do on the WhatsApp. So maybe other shows do it this way. I don't know of any of them. I kind of stopped listening to other people's podcasts a while ago. So if you guys have any questions, I would love to hear them. If you want to message me on social media or if you want to ask in the Oasis Facebook group, which is new also, if you want to join that, it's on Facebook. You can search Erica Duran Oasis and the group will come up. I just want to say that this new way of working that I've been up-leveling to and stepping into and trying to adapt is just from a place of complete alignment and flow. And it's just so much easier to not have to do anything that I don't want to see clearly what is a waste of time and what I'm just doing because that's how it's always been done. And just shaking everything up and kind of starting over. I mean, taking down 7 years of content was kind of painful, but kind of refreshing. So as you guys know, I'm a hardcore minimalist as well. And it felt like that. It was felt like starting completely over again with a clean slate. Enough of me rambling, I guess. In this new show format, I want to dive deeper into minimalism. Of course, we're going to talk about digital marketing and marketing yourself online. We're going to talk even more about leveraging Google's organic search and SEO mindset. Of course, we're going to talk a lot more about mindset because that really is where everything starts. If you want to lose weight, if you want to get in shape, if you want a business, if you want to make money, if you want to learn anything or do anything, it all comes down to your mindset and how you're seeing things. And a lot of it is the language you're using as well, the words you use. So we're going to get a lot into mindset, a lot more mindset stuff, a lot less how to do this and how to do that, and a lot less internet marketing tips and tricks and gimmicks, and getting more into the core of what is going to actually make you money, no matter what tool or no matter what gimmick you use. So we're going to talk also about being a digital nomad. If you are curious about that and travel and living, quote, home free, a lot of you are either living vicarious and would never want to do this, or a lot of you would like some inside information and how to do the whole digital nomad thing and working and living from anywhere. There might be some rants that come through on this podcast. There might be some leveraging technology, not any tools or tricks per se, but just leveraging it to get your visibility up. And that's really what the new little sister company is. It's called Googlebait. If you don't know anything about Googlebait or have never heard that before, I basically have two flagship programs now. One is called Googlebait and one is called Evolve. Now, Googlebait is all about getting to the top of Google on your topic. And there's another whole podcast that I'm doing with the co-founder of Googlebait, and that podcast is up to 4 episodes now. And it's all about SEO, search engine optimization, And Google bait is, I'm always calling it, it's not your mother's SEO, because it's a completely proprietary, a new way of doing SEO. It's nothing from the early 2000s. It's nothing. It's none of those black hat tricks. It's a whole new way of doing SEO that hasn't been done before. And if you want to learn more about that, there's a whole other podcast. There's also a 30-point game-changing SEO checklist and a video training. If you're interested at all in learning more about Google Bait, you can go to ericaduran.co/Google Bait Guide. And there you'll get the checklist, and then you'll see the invitation to join the video training. And a lot of people don't really understand Google Bait until they watch that video training, and or if they look at the Work With Us page on the Google Bait website, googlebait.com, then they totally get it, because there's an image of a fishing boat, which is supposed to be your website, and it has all these fishing lines out from it. And each fishing line is a Google Bait perfect SEO page. I know this might sound confusing on the audio, but people totally get what Google Bait is when they see that picture. And it's just basically, the more fishing hooks you have out there, the more fish you're going to catch. So the more Google Bait perfect pages you have out there that are linking to your website and basically funneling people into your website, the more clients and the more fish you're going to catch. So that's the SEO program. It's called Google Bait. And that is really, my first Google Bait page went up right before my event in Las Vegas. It went up July, the very, very beginning of July or end of June 2017. So we're exactly at the year mark. People are always asking me numbers of Google Bait, because I was kind of, we weren't selling it to clients yet. So I was basically the only guinea pig of this new way of doing SEO. And what I've seen, as I told you earlier, I took down all my content. I took down 7 years of content, and I'm basically getting way more interest, way more visibility, way more people reaching out, book deals, all video summit invites, like massive things in my inbox every day. And I took all my content down. So the only thing I really had working out there was my Google Bait perfect SEO pages. I wasn't hustling. I wasn't in any Facebook groups. I just recently started a new Facebook group. I wasn't in other people's Facebook groups. I was not doing anything. Basically, I was basically getting Google Bait launched and dealing with some personal things. So I wasn't doing anything, and I'm getting just massive visibility and massive results from that. So I did a social media post the other day, and it's basically the 80-20 rule. My visibility, opportunities, income has gone up about 80%. And I'm working about 80% less. So you can flip that to the other side of, I'm doing 20% of the work I used to do, or however you want to word that. But basically, it's the 80-20 rule at work. We were not as well-versed at creating Google Bait pages when I did it a year ago. I probably need to go in and refresh my pages. We're a lot better at it now. And we launched the company to the public. We launched this process to the public in mid-February, early March. So if you're interested at all in leveraging SEO and search engine optimization instead of creating massive amounts of free content all the time, or instead of paying for ads, Facebook ads or Google AdWords, instead of hustling all the darn day, I really encourage you to check out Google Bait. And that, again, the URL is ericaduran.co/Google Bait Guide. And that's to get the 30-point game-changing SEO checklist and the video training. And then if you want to read all about Google Bait and what it is and what it does, you can go to just straight to googlebait.com. And that'll give you all the information as well. And then we have my other new flagship program, Evolve, that I just released last week. Evolve is, if you were with me a year ago, Evolve is not the same webinar kind of thing that went on a year ago where we were setting up your webinar platform. I just really like the name and it fit. So I'm just recycling the name there. It's not the program that was out last fall. Just so you know, if you were following me then, what Evolve is basically me coaching and mentoring, business coaching and mentoring, life coaching and mentoring through all of the things that I've been adapting and up-leveling and changing in my business that has brought me into complete alignment, made my business super streamlined, made my income so I'm stepping into 100K months with the new programs that are coming out and with Google Bait. And it's like I was talking about earlier, there's no really formal coaching sessions. It's we are basically connected at the hip, getting everything together, getting our hands dirty, getting things done. There's no limit on the communication back and forth. It's mostly through WhatsApp, but if you need a phone call or a video call or a video of me screenshotting what I'm doing, it's basically anything goes in the Evolve program. I didn't want any of the old coaching model in there. It's you and me doing all these things together to get you up and running and making money as soon as possible. Now, the caveat with Evolve is I am on the webinar for Evolve giving away the Google Bait program for free if you join Evolve, because I really do believe that that's what's going to leverage your time and scale your business and keep you from having to hustle or create massive amounts of free content. So because Google Bait was working so well, I am giving it away in Evolve because that's what works and that's what leverages your time and creates even more income and visibility and opportunities. So it's a mixture of business coaching, hands-on, total unlimited business coaching, plus the Google Bait program. And it's all in one package. If you want the guide and the video training on that program, you would go to ericaduran.co/shift. And in the video, you'll see more about what's included with Evolve. And you'll see that the Google Bait program is also included for no additional charge. And another reason why I wanted to create Evolve, because I haven't changed my coaching packages for a good 5 to 7 years. I've had gold, platinum, diamond coaching packages. Haven't really changed them. I mean, I've tweaked little things here and there as my business changed, like the number of sessions or if you got a podcast interview or not. But the packages have basically been the same for all this time. And when I started Google Bait, I kind of, that was, of course, the focus to get that company launched and up and running. But our first few Google Bait clients, I was seeing that they needed a lot more support with mindset and the business coaching things and the funnels and the lead magnets in order to get them up and ready for harnessing the power of Google Bait. They needed some back-end work done, some mindset work, some other pieces. And so I didn't want that part to not be covered. So then that is also why I created Evolve. My, the old way of coaching, I think it's not really relevant anymore. And also, I believe that if you want to market online, obviously you need Google Bait because it works and you don't have to pay for ads. So that was a long explanation of these two programs. If you're a visual, definitely go check out the video trainings on those things. What else do I want to cover in this little catch-up episode? Yeah, I just want to invite you to all these things. I want to invite you to my new Facebook group. It's really engaged. I took down the Facebook group. I can't remember if it had, I think it had like 4,000 people in it. And it just really wasn't engaged. And Facebook changed their algorithm, so no one was seeing the posts or anything. Now there's, it's a tiny little group right now. It's growing, but it's a tiny little group. But it is really engaged, and people are on their own making friends and finding accountability partners and asking really good questions. So it's a whole new feel in there. And basically it's called Entrepreneur Oasis because I wanted a place where entrepreneurs could go and get away from all the noise and gimmicks and hoopla that goes on the internet and on Facebook. So feel free to ask to be added to that group. I'm in there almost every day. There's always a day here or there that I miss, but usually every single day I'm in there answering questions or posting something. We talked about the other podcast, Google Bait Podcast. You can, if you're really interested in that program or you just want to know more about SEO and getting found on Google, we give away a ton of content, of free content on SEO and the state of SEO today and the state of Google and how to, even if you don't join the Google Bait program, you're going to learn a lot about leveraging Google on that podcast. So to find that podcast, you can go to googlebait.com, hit the blog button, or you can just search Google Bait on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and it should pop right up. And then we have the new Evolve program, which I said that's really my flagship coaching program right now. I'm not going to really do gold, platinum, diamond necessarily anymore because this new way of doing things is just so, such a relief, actually. Everyone is just so energized. They're not overwhelmed. They're not drained. They're getting help pretty much on the spot. They're moving forward. They're creating. They're getting their message out there and they're attracting clients and they're making monies. And as a bonus, it comes with the Google Bait SEO program. So the best of both worlds, really so much more fun to deliver the coaching now, so much less draining. If you want to know more about that, there's the Evolve guidebook and that's called Shift actually, because I go over all the shifts in internet marketing and why things don't work anymore and what you should be doing. So that guidebook plus the Evolve video training can be found at ericaduran.co/shift. When you opt in there, you'll go to the thank you page and then you'll see the invite for the webinar. See what else is going on. We are on a new podcast platform called Buzzsprout. That's like, I explained it to a client the other day that it's like the Mac and PC. Libsyn is so confusing and feels like a PC, and Buzzsprout podcast hosting is like a Mac. It's just such a good user interface. There's tons of bonuses and you don't get surprised every month with the bill because Libsyn, if your show goes over, there could be extra charges and things. So if you're thinking about podcasting, the show notes aren't that elaborate, but I'll put the link in there, the minimalist show notes we have for this podcast. I'll put the link to Buzzsprout there so you can check it out if you're interested. I have all these plans and ideas to crank out a ton of, I guess you call them online courses or self-study courses or info product type things. I've lists of them and I'm getting them launched so quickly now with this new way of working and the way I'm teaching my clients to work. If you do join Evolve, all of my info products are included in there. So as anything new comes out, you don't have to pay for it. It just is part of your Evolve mentorship, I guess I should say. It was so great connecting with you again and after all these months and thinking about how I wanted to come back with this first episode and a lot of Google Bait stuff getting in the way of it. But I think I'm at the place now where I can start sharing messages more frequently, getting the real information out to you guys of what's changing and how internet marketing is changing and how Google Bait's revolutionizing SEO and all this stuff. I think I'm in a more alignment now, got my mindset in a new space after the whirlwind of the Google Bait launch. I guess I'll just leave you guys with my tagline I always use, which is never settle. And if you are new to me, never settle does have a double meaning. It's obvious, the obvious never settle, don't settle for anything that you don't desire. You get what you're available for. Don't settle for mediocrity or anything that's less than what you want or desire. And the other part of never settle is because of my digital nomadness. It's never settle, keep seeing new places, don't get too stagnant. So I just want to leave you with never settle. And mahalo for listening. Thank you so much for coming back to this new unscripted version. I would love to hear any of your feedback. Maybe you like the scripted, highly produced musical commercial shenanigans that went on for 200 episodes. Maybe you like that better. I mean, you're not going to hurt my feelings because that was a fun show to produce as well. But if you'd like this more raw, unscripted version, I would love to hear any feedback. I would love to get any questions. We could do Q&As. Just jump on the spot like I do with my WhatsApp Evolve clients, just jumping on the spot, jumping on the mic as they come in. It's just so much easier than having all this stuff scheduled and just really felt like a trap. So again, never settle. Mahalo for listening and aloha.